I went to a high school basketball game last night.
I really? Saw that.
Yeah. Oh, you got all excited, Carmen? Bunch of young black kids?
I was like, hey. I was wondering what you were doing there, though. You snapped it out.
Did you know someone playing, or did you just show up to watch a bunch of kids?
I was like, what can we do tonight? School's across the street. My nephew plays on the Land O'Lakes Gators varsity basketball team, and they had their game last night.
So yeah.
Nice.
We went over to watch that, and yeah, it was good. Is he good?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's young.
Well, he's playing on varsity.
He's a sophomore, and they put him on the varsity right. But the season hasn't started yet. They're like kind of training, and they're doing tournaments and stuff.
Right.
And he played. He didn't play a whole lot yesterday, but he's big, and he's a monster rebounder. So yeah, I mean he's good.
Yeah.
But he's young, so he's like the young one on the team. So
I just figured with him being related to you,
that he'd be skilled.
There's no way.
Basketball. That's very nice, Carmen. Appreciate that.
I'm funny.
Carmen said, I'm funny. but it was cool. I haven't been like, first of all, I didn't know they charge you to get into a high school basketball game.
Seriously? Do they? I would imagine, what, $2 or something?
I was leaving the house, and I had no cash on me, and I said to my wife, just give me $20 in case I got to buy a drink or something. And when I got there, they had a little lady with a box in at the table.
Booster.
And I thought, I don't know what to do. She wasn't talking to another lady, and I didn't want to run past her and have her chase me down. So I walked up to the table, and she was like, that'll be $6. It was two of us. It was two of me and my son and I. And yeah, $3. I mean, no, I didn't mind, and it certainly goes.
I mean, you see the magic for $5.
Yeah. I would imagine it goes to help this team or the school or whatever. Yeah. So I was totally for it, but I was unaware. I can't remember if they charge you to go see my high school. Back in the day, it was probably 6 pence.
Yeah, I don't think they did whenever we played. Like, I know they didn't charge for soccer. I can tell you that.
I think they did, and I don't think they charged students. That was a thing. I think we never paid in my school because students didn't get charged. But
no, you just snuck in.
No.
Because they had concessions, and they did booster stuff where they were selling, hey, you want
cookies?
Some cookies?
Yeah. They've always charged. I know football games. They've always charged for football games when I went to high school. But our high school is where they had like a AAA basketball team play. So when we were young, we'd go see the AAA basketball team play. They were Atlantic City Seagulls. And that's where R. Kelly played before he was a singer. He was a basketball player. And we would go and see him. And it was like $3-4 to get in.
Yeah.
But it was worth it because we were all hanging out. And that was when Space Jam first came out. And that song was huge. And so we're so excited. We're like, hey, we're going to get to see the guy from Space Jam.
That's funny. Simeon Rice used to do that. He used to go play in the semi-pro league during the off-season of the NFL.
Yeah, he'd play basketball in the semi-pro.
Basketball with like a lot of real basketball play. He was really good. But yeah, so I went to the game and watched it, and it was the first time I'd been in a high school gym in God knows how long I could remember.
Everything's so much smaller.
Small. I was going to say, like, the gym is so small.
Yeah.
I felt like this is so tiny, but I realized it's probably the exact same.
See, I live right next to Lakewood High School, and I can, like, literally, like, hear the football and the band and stuff like that
get
playing.
Get y'all excited.
Well, no, I was thinking one day, I was like, you know, kind of bored on Friday night. Maybe I'll go down there. And then I thought about it. I was like, I don't have a kid. I don't have a friend. I don't know anyone there. So then I'm just a creepy old lady sitting in the stands by herself looking at watching high schooler
trying to feel better about herself to get all the boys to look at her.
Right. So I was just like, yeah, no, that's probably not a good idea.
But you're 24. If you were to bang a 17-year-old, she doesn't get in trouble, right?
Of course she does.
I thought there was a certain...
I could be a teacher right now.
I think it's in Florida. There's a certain...
Right, so it's a separate... I don't know what the law is, but I would think that would be... I think that if the kid's
17
high
to 24?
School,
no, Florida is 18.
Is it 18?
18, yeah.
Yeah, Carmen's
done the
research.
I'm sure there's some 18-year-olds there.
There were a lot of kids with tattoos yesterday playing basketball.
Really?
I was surprised about that.
That is surprising.
There was a bunch of kids on the Gaither High School team that had tattoos.
It really is.
Okay, I didn't know if you were trying to be sarcastic.
No, that is surprising because I'm thinking back to high school. Nobody in my high school had a tattoo.
There were two people in high school with tattoos. There was the one kid who had gotten arrested a couple of times, and then there was the one really cool kid who got it. But, you know, his parents didn't know about it. Nobody had to hide it in school. And all the girls liked that kid.
I think maybe the girl that mom would get high with the other kids, I think she had a tattoo.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and her mom had the matching one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She used to trick me. She goes, I have a mouse tattoo right here. And then she, oh.
No.
I go, it's gone. And she'd, you know.
Yeah. We know. All right, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 of the phone numbers. At any time while we were talking to Herman Cain yesterday, did he concede that Donald Trump won the debate?
I don't know.
No, I certainly didn't think he did. From watching, and I thought Marco Rubio was the clear winner yesterday, but man, Trump was running around telling everybody that he won the debate, and people were getting ready to drop out, and he was extremely happy with the way things were going.
But that's
I love it. I love it. I love his confidence.
He just says stuff, and then people believe. Yeah. I guess he won. I don't know. It's like, you know, I mean, if you say it enough, Kid Rock did it. Kid Rock said it enough where he was going platinum and he's the greatest and blah, blah, blah. Muhammad Ali. People do that, right. You know, and then people go, oh, I guess he's the greatest.
I'm going to start doing that, but I'm going to do a realistic version of it.
Okay.
I'm pretty cool. Yeah. Not the greatest. I'm going to be like, I'm all right. That's my thing.
Yeah. Mediocrity.
I don't know why Mitch Hedberg had to do it.
I'm pretty cool.
But Ali got out there and was like, I'm the greatest. And I'm right. like, I'm all right. That's my thing.
You got to start rhyming stuff too, I think.
Don't be a cool. Think I'm pretty.
Don't be a fool.
That's great.
See, I'm not very good at it.
Forget it.
couldn't rhyme anything.
You tried.
I had rhymes, but
it was a good run while I lasted.
Yeah, thank you. Today on the show, Ian Bagg will be here. Oh. Ian, yeah, Ian's a longtime friend of the show, but he's also one of the finalists on Last Comic Standing, a show which has two shows in the area. You got one in Lakeland, I think, is tonight, and then on the weekend at Ruth Eckert Hall, where you'll be able to see Ian in the last. I have no idea who won. We can ask Ian when he gets here.
I know who won. I don't know his name though.
Phil Silvers?
No, not
Bilko.
Bilko.
Nothing was better than looking at Jeff Dye's face and I go, who won on the season that you were on? And he rolled his eyes and goes, Eliza Schlesinger. That was great. So Ian will be here today. We'll have an open letter rewind coming up this hour. David Harb is going to be stopping by, and from what I understand, bringing Zach Brown tickets. And let me tell you right now.
What?
Two things I'm going to tell you about. Joe Rogan's coming to town.
Oh, yeah?
And hold on. There was something else. I wanted to say it before Harb got here so he didn't bust my balls about it.
Okay.
Like he didn't say, oh, and I don't want to talk about that. Too late. Not that one. Although people are starting to ask me about it. Wait, what? What do you mean?
Joe Rogan is going to be coming to town.
Coming to play a little place in Tampa about April. I won't say who that is. Joe Rogan, there was another concert. It was something else. What is it, Carmen?
Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you know?
Is it Bieber?
Justin Bieber. Justin
Is he coming to Tampa?
Nobody is coming to Orlando.
You know who is coming to Tampa?
Who?
Hey, can tell you, but it's definitely way cooler than Justin Bieber.
Carmen, I read that he's going to be performing in Orlando, and his penis is coming to Tampa.
That's perfect.
Nice. That's all I need.
Not me. Keep it tucked away, because I got myself a couple little daughters. There was another show. That I wanted to bring up. It was Rogan is going to be at the Tampa Theater.
Okay. Is it a comedian or a band? Do you have any idea?
Oh, I think it's a band.
It's a band.
Band.
And it's a popular band. Maroon 5.
Twisted Sister.
Oh, they broke up. Never going to sing any songs together. The
drummer died.
No, I don't know. Let's just, maybe it was Rogan that I had on my head and I couldn't remember.
Somebody else. Man, you're getting old. You need some ginkgo biloba.
Ooh.
Something. Some garlic.
You do those brain games on the computer.
I'll get there. I'll figure it out. Mark, good morning. You're on the mic. How's the show? How are you, Mark?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to let you know when you're talking about the high schoolers and Carmen checking them out.
Yeah Mark knows. What's the age, Mark?
I went through this with my stepdaughter.
Okay.
In Florida, 15 complete with an 18-year-old. 16 can sleep with up to a 20-year-old, and 17 can sleep with a 24-year-old.
Boom! There you go, Carmen.
You still can't sleep with your stepdaughter.
she was sleeping with her 20-year-old boss at work.
Oh,
and,
did you try to take him down?
Perfectly legal. Yeah, I tried to take him down. St. Pete Police was ready to go pick him up, and then they came back in the house to give us the bad news. That hey,
how old was she?
Sorry, 16.
Ooh, yeah, that's 16
pretty,
and
that's
20.
Pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
Because think about it, if it was reversed, if it was a 17-year-old girl and it was a 24-year-old guy, you'd be like, come on,
that's
guys.
Even worse, but it's legal.
Yeah.
Unless, though, think about it, Mark. I mean, I have a daughter, too. Think about it, okay? If you're a guy, if you're like young, good-looking guy, you're expected to have a hot girlfriend. You want to, you can get hot girls. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
So you're probably going to date a younger girl. That's just how it always goes in time. The seniors dated like the sophomore and freshman girls because they get easy pickings. Yeah. And then, I mean, now I'm 44. My wife is 37, 38, I think. And she'll be 38 this year. But when we first started dating, she was like 19, you know?
Awesome.
And but the thing is that my father is considerably older than his wife. Yeah. That's just how it's been in time. So 20 and 17 is bad, but if she's really hot, then that's acceptable.
Tell it to the judge.
I mean, when I was 15, I was dating like a 22-year-old.
Right.
Of course you were.
Yeah. Well, because, okay, so my sister, when I was a freshman, she was a senior, and she used to date guys obviously older than her who already graduated, so I used to hang out with them. They had friends, and then I would
hook up with them.
Do you know what the stipulation is? It's how famous famous, when I say famous, I don't necessarily mean entertainment-wise, how much of a promising future the older guy has before it's acceptable to date. So if you're working at the Jiffy Lube and you're a 24-year-old guy and you're trying to bang a high school girl, you're a creep. But if you're a 24-year-old pop singer and you're dating a 17-year-old girl, everybody's like, oh, it's like a childhood romance.
Yeah.
You
know,
if you're Jerry Seinfeld, you could be almost 40 and date a 16-year-old, and everybody goes, oh, it's okay.
The weirdest thing was a girl that I was friends with who was hot. Her name was Stephanie. She had a younger sister who was like 16 and looked a lot like her. You knew she was going to be like a hot chick whenever she got older. And they had a family friend who was a guy, and he was like, I want to say like 27 or 28 or something. And then they started dating and the parents were okay with it because they had been friends with the family for a long. Yeah, he was like 28 and she was like 16. And I'm like, is anybody else? Oh. You guys see this? I don't think it's creepy.
And you know what else? Everybody goes, this guy is 24. He'd like to date your daughter. No. This guy is the son of a billionaire, and he's in love with your daughter. And you're like, well, if it's true love, and that's just how people are.
He just finished the medical boards. All right.
Let me talk to Dean. Dean, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good morning. So y'all are trying to say, so an 18-year-old can sleep with a 16-year-old? Is that what I'm getting here?
Yes.
That's what the guy said. I don't know whether we have any.
So that means a 40-year-old father can kill an 18-year-old. Is that also legal?
35 to 40. You wouldn't let your daughter bang an 18-year-old, sir. Not that you want your daughter to bang anybody, but I'm saying if you're 16, you're a sophomore in high school. If you're 18, you're a senior. That's no good for you?
No.
At
18 years old, you don't know what this guy is. Like you said, for all you know, by the time he's 30, he's going to be a freaking loser.
But that's anything. That's like if your daughter was 20 and the guy was 22, he still could be a loser.
Yeah, and it's not like she's going to marry the guy. Nowadays.
She wants to bang him out.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of bangs that happen.
Yeah, that'll make him feel better. Yeah. Hey, your daughter just wants to have sex.
Yeah. Sir, you have to just let it go. You just have to realize that as your daughter gets older.
Very hard. It is very hard.
Trust me, my daughter's 2 and I'm already feeling the pain. Yesterday, she kept showing her butt when she was walking around the house.
With all these growth hormones and the food nowadays, a 16-year-old looks like a 22-year-old. Like, oh, my God.
She's hot, right? She looks hot.
Yeah, my daughter's beautiful. Thank God.
Swarm.
She has an 18-year-old brother and a 16-year-old brother that are both taller than her.
That's the key, sir. Surround her with the bookends of brothers.
No, here's the problem with that is all her brother's friends are going to want to bang her.
Yeah, but Dean, look at Dean's attitude. You know he's trained those boys to kill like pit bulls. Dean.
Yeah.
A C-block. That's the word we use, Dean. Tom, go ahead. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. Just to let you know, state law for Florida, 16 and 17 can consent up to 23. 24 and older is illegal. 15 and under is illegal.
Okay. So, Carmen,
I'm out.
You're out of the high school range.
Come on.
So really, sir, if you stumbled across Carmen, a 24-year-old, and an 18-year-old, I mean a 17-year-old, you'd have to take her down to Chinatown?
If the parents push it, yeah.
Oh, if not, you could just look the other way.
Yeah, it depends on if the parent wants to prosecute or not.
I got you. Gotcha. Okay. In Carmen's case, shoot on sight, sir.
No. What?
Thank you.
At least taser.
Yeah, that's, for sure taser.
No. You know that's real law enforcement guy because he has zero emotion.
Yeah.
By the way, Carmen, would you rather be shot or be tasered?
Tasered. No, okay. Shot. It's kind of a cooler story.
Oh,
as
man.
Long as I live. Do I live?
How do you get shot in the face?
I don't know.
No.
You can
I
live.
I mean, like, grazed my arm.
Oh, graze isn't shot.
Yes, it is. Shut up, Rob.
Okay.
Have you ever been shot?
No, I'm pussy. Okay. Stay away from that stuff.
What if it
next
grazed?
Time you pass out, I'm going to graze your face.
No.
What okay. if it grazes your arm, except for it goes the other way? You think it's going past your arm, and it goes this way, oh. and it goes into your boobie, and it collapses along, and then for the rest of your life, you talk like this.
And they had to remove both your breasts.
Yep.
Because you had damage in the muscle.
No. You said gun. It's no. over.
Go get my guns, buddy.
Yeah. You're not getting any 17-year-olds now.
Yeah. It's old flat-chested lung ladies here to watch us play football again.
So when you're 18, you can bang whoever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
18, middle ground. You're an adult.
Yeah. Ever have a girl leave you for an older guy?
Yeah. I told you Danielle Mazzola left me for a guy with a car.
Yeah, I
almost joined the Navy.
I got left. I was 18. She was 17, and she left me for the 31-year-old delivery driver at the pizza place. And that
Ooh.
Was a tough.
Oh,
and that's 31. When I was going, I'll call the police. I'll get him in trouble. But I didn't know the laws, and I was like, forget it.
I dated a girl that was a bit of a slut.
Ooh.
And we were banging it out, and then some guys showed up. And her dad was like, hey, get down here. Whatever. She goes down, and it was like four college guys in a Jeep. And it was just like straight out of like a commercial. And I'm like, these sons of bitches. Like, yeah, you're in college. What are you doing to the high school girl? Come on. Do that for me. What are you? Get out of here.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.